Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Sunday's prophecy, step into the deeper waters. For I am doing a new thing, don't you see it? Dive into the flow of the Spirit. Get off the banks of the river. What I have for you is in the deeper waters of my love. I know you're hearing my call. Don't put it off. It's not for tomorrow. Tomorrow is promised to no one. Commit to it today. Just speak it out. Honor me. Lift up my name. There's nothing else that will take you forward in righteousness. Nothing but saying yes to my Holy Spirit. Come off the island of self-sufficiency and pride. Jump into the deeper waters of obedience and commitment. Choose me. There's nothing for you out there but compromise. Draw near to me now. I am empowering you to come deeper, to love deeper, to serve in love to all my family. Our Courageous Men's Group is diving into growing our leaders deeper into God's Word, growing priests for their homes, taking back what the canker worm has stolen and destroyed in our men today. We cannot dive into God's deeper waters holding on to the supposed control and self-sufficiency of our lives. God doesn't live there. Self-sufficiency is a code word for pride. Pride thrives when it can hide behind safe-sounding words. It is a deception that leads Christians on a wrong road, going in the wrong direction. Do you ever consider your life as a mist that appears like a fog and is gone by 10? Read James 4:14. Or the withering grass in Isaiah 40, verse 7. Me neither. What does it take to believe that we're helpless and useless without God? That I'm not supposed to trust my own resourcefulness and climb the world's ladder of success? As babies, we were created completely dependent. But what has it taken in your life to recognize that you are so fragile and that we are not in control? That we are dependent on God. How many times have we already learned that lesson, but headed right back out to do it again? It takes surrender and humility to bow before Christ. It takes humility to love another person. It takes humility to serve anyone, unless it's for a reward, and that isn't serving. Jesus says that apart from me, you can do nothing in John 15:5. We can do nothing of eternal value that brings glory to God apart from Jesus. Our frailty is not meant to create despair, but dependence and to hope in God. When we recognize that God loves us to seek and depend upon Him for every need and every emotion, we will continually lift up the cup of salvation so that He will fill it. Psalms 116:12. I can't know what's happening in your life right now, but God's call is to stop it. Get off the banks of the river, or you will miss what He has for you. You will miss your blessing, miss your breakthrough. More than you can imagine, what He has for you is exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:20. That is what is in the deeper waters. Come in. Trust God. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.